Welcome back. Coming up for 19 minutes past 8 o'clock Wednesday night, and you're listening to Tonight with me, Les. I told you at the beginning of the show, I think we are all going a little bit crazy, a little bit loopy because of this lockdown. Forget about TikTok dances and Facebook challenges and posting banana bread on Twitter. The Springbok rugby captain, Siya Kolisi, wants men to help around the house and do more during lockdown. And this has created a challenge, online challenge. The Springbok captain has started a house cleaning challenge for all men out there who might be sitting back and relaxing while their partners do all the cooking and cleaning. And he says on his Instagram, starting a challenge for men. Tag me in your house cleaning or cooking post and you could win a signed rugby t-shirt. Also drop your hash to the hashtag below for this challenge. I cringed. Even me, who has to be sometimes, you know, prodded by my wife to just add a little bit more help or some impetus, be a little bit quicker in doing some things in the household. Even I cringed when all of a sudden a hashtag and an online challenge had to be created for men just to do a little bit of housework. Dr. Rose Boswell is a anthropologist, particularly focusing on gender studies. Early in the lockdown, she wrote a very fascinating piece, how men should be more involved in particularly making the home more hygienic during lockdown as we face this new normal of coronavirus. Dr. Rose joins me now on the line. Dr. Rose, did you cringe as much as I did when you first saw this men house cleaning challenge?
Well, Lester, I certainly smiled when I saw it. I this big rugby captain taking hold of a mop and using it perhaps as an alternative form of workout. So I certainly smiled at it and definitely cringed a little bit, but
The absolute minimum is expected from men, isn't it? This is just what our society dictates. The absolute minimum of picking up a broom or a mop, taking a picture as you're cleaning the bathroom or the kitchen, and then putting it on social media, and that's it. Yes, I'm sure the intention is for men to get more involved, but men need to do very little to please, isn't it?
Well, yes, I suppose you're right. And I think for me, when I watched the video, one of the things that went through my mind is that it also makes a bit of a mockery of, you know, the work that maybe a lot of men are actually doing, you know, since the realization has come to them that, you know, now there is no way out. We have to divide up, the household chores, and that it's impossible for perhaps a professional person or just even an ordinary woman who to do, you know, this work all by herself, along with, homeschooling, which many of us are now being required to do. So it trivializes a little bit, I think, the really hard work that many ordinary South African men are perhaps already doing.
I must admit, Dr. Rose, that if anything, how it affected me personally, maybe it made me feel a little bit embarrassed or guilty. I think I do, and it's definitely not shared. I can admit to that. It's not equal. It's not equitable in terms of how housework is divided up in our household. And maybe because of that, I felt a little bit guilty, but maybe I can use that lifelong male excuse or that masculine excuse that says, I'll get to it when I get to it. There's no reason why this floor needs to be cleaned immediately. I will eventually get to it.
Yes, yeah, and often in that delay, the woman will step in to get it done because it has to be, you know, done by a certain time, or in a certain way. So people do, I think, use a lot of excuses sometimes. But the other thing that I was thinking about, and I read a very interesting paper the other day, it was about how in the academic space, at the very least, you know, the research output of women worldwide has dropped dramatically because they are now having to perform these multiple roles, where, you know, of homeschooling, of cleaning the house, a range of domestic duties, whereas before they might have had support, you know, in the home, even if on a temporary basis. So, you know, the division of labor, the unequal division of labor within the household is having a real impact on the ability of women worldwide, not just to produce research outputs, which is what this little article was about that I read, but I would imagine in a number of spheres that women are simply not able to do the work that they have been trained to do over a very long period of time because of the division of labor.
We are speaking to Dr. Rose Boswell. We are talking about the Siya Kolisi male housework challenge. What do you think about it? 021-446-0567 or drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. Dr. Rose, this question regarding that often comes up is women carry the very unequal burden of having to carry a child to term, to nurse their child, and then also then to the mother is often the go-to of that child. Can the husband, can the man in the household be blamed? Like, and sometimes I would say, don't worry, I will take Zoe off your hands while you do some work, and but our two-year-old will just want to stay with mother, and there's nothing that the mother can do about it. What's your opinion on that?
Well, there are two ways of looking at this. One is that, of course, there's a very strong biological bond that develops between, you know, a baby or a young child and the mother. But it's very important for fathers to also play an active role in nurturing and developing that biological and social bond with their child. And sometimes our society doesn't encourage that. It doesn't encourage men to develop that bond. I mean, if you look, for example, at the fact that in South Africa we have a very short period of time for paternity leave that is offered by many companies. I mean, those first few days and months are absolutely critical for developing that bond, not only between the baby and the mother, but also between the baby and the father. And it's not too late, but it is possible, and it is important for men to nurture and develop both a biological and social bond with their child. And once that happens, you know, the household has the, you know, the opportunity of being a more equal space. But there's also the possibility of the very rich relationship that fathers can develop with their child. So, yeah, the option is there for men. It's not too late to develop that bond.
Look, I can be quite cynical of the Siya Kolisi challenge. I could cringe a little bit, but the man is a role model, particularly to younger men, to boys. And we can't help but seeing that this could actually, you know, as probably the most admired man in South Africa at the moment since the Rugby World Cup final, is that this could actually be a big opportunity for it to be used as a lesson and for particularly young men to learn that there is particularly a part for them to play in the household. But at the same time, it is the 20th of May in the year 2020, and we're still talking about how men need to be more involved in domestic work.
I think perhaps maybe another perspective is that he's using a platform, an online media platform that many young people are also using. And it is an important message in a way that he's trying to send out, I think, to the world or at least to South Africa, that it's okay for men to also participate in household tasks and to look after children and to help with homeschooling. So it's you know, one can be ambivalent a little bit about the video, because on the one hand you cringe because you think, you know, this is not something that should be extraordinary. But on the other hand, he is using a platform that a lot of people are looking at. And as you say, he is admired in the country for his contribution to rugby. And we, you know, some men might be looking at this and saying, hey, you know, if Sia can do it, perhaps we should also, you know, it's not so bad after all. But I still have some, you know, I have a little niggling doubts about that, because I know that, you know, sometimes cultural norms, you know, as an anthropologist, you see cultural norms play a much stronger a role in determining how people will behave, you know, in their private spaces.
Dr. Rose Boswell, she's an anthropologist, particularly focusing on gender studies. What do you think? Is Sia Kolisi being a good role model in having a men doing household chores online challenge, or is it unnecessary? Should men just do it without any reward? Give me a call. 021-446-0567. Drop me that WhatsApp. 072-567-1567.